Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, there seems to be two schools of thought on what to do when you have a headache. Some folks just worry on with it, and others, like myself, want to do something about it. And that's where Alka-Seltzer really comes in handy. Alka-Seltzer is first aid relief for headache and for the pain of neuralgia and aching muscles as well. And not only that, but Alka-Seltzer is a pleasant way to get relief. A tablet or two in a glass of water makes a fresh, sparkling solution that's ready to go to work as soon as you drink it. And because Alka-Seltzer is a liquid when you take it, it gets into your system right away to bring you relief right away. So when a headache or neuralgia or aching muscles get you down, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
A sleet storm blew into Wistful Vista last night, and the streets are as icy as a tax collector's smile. Terrible day to go downtown, but Mrs. McGee has a beauty shop appointment, so Mr. McGee has gone outside to get the car warmed up.
Oh. Woo! Oh, Molly!
I'm all ready, dearie. Just have to get my purse. I'll be with you in a minute.
Take your time, Tootsie. No hurry at all.
You're sweet to be so patient.
The battery's dead again.
Not many husbands would drive their wives on a day like... What? Oh, dear, the car won't start?
Nope. It wasn't so cold out there, I could maybe get it started by pushing it or something, but I'd have to shove that thing from here to eternity to get it going today.
Oh, dear, well, I'll just have to take the bus, I guess.
Why don't you call it off till the weather warms up a little? Gee whiz, it's only a beauty shop appointment. You can break it.
Not with Madam Bertha, you can't.
Ah, people do it all the time.
Not to Madam Bertha, they don't.
Who the heck is she? Direct descendant of Madame Pompadour or something? My gosh, if you can't call off
an engagement... Oh, you can call Madame Burthen, break an appointment, sure, and she'll say, oh, that's perfectly all right, my dear.
Well?
But then the next time you call for a new one, she'll say, oh, dear, my schedule seems to be all filled up. But I tell you what, you come on down anyway, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. As soon as we can. Have you ever read the full 27 installments of Part-Time Wife in one sitting?
No.
Well, it happened to Monica Miller because she broke an appointment. And it's not going to happen to me. There'll be a bus along in just a few minutes, so...
Okay. If you got to go, I'll go with you.
Thanks, dearie, but that isn't necessary.
To the bus stop. Those streets are slippery, and I don't want you to fall and get hurt or something.
Well, that's sweet of you, McGee. It's only to the corner, but if you insist, let's hurry.
All right. You wait here. I'll be with you in a second.
Where are you going?
Well, it's colder than heck out there, Molly. Got to get some more sweaters out and my earmuffs on. Hey, have you seen my track shoes? My old track shoes?
Track shoes?
Yeah, you know, the ones with the spikes. Well, if I'm going to hold you up on that slippery sidewalk, I'll need my spikes.
Oh, know. For goodness sakes, please hurry, will you, McGee?
I'll find my shoes. Okay, kiddo, all set. You got your key? You'll have to lock the door because of these heavy mittens. Well, don't be mad, Molly. You'd have missed that bus that just went by anyway because you can't run over these icy streets. That's why I'm going along.
Thanks.
With these spike shoes.
I appreciate it.
What time is your appointment?
3.
You still got plenty of time. It's only 2:30. Ooh, what a day. Lock the door. Don't forget to put the lock on.
I've got it.
Now hang on to me now. Watch the steps. Everything's slick.
Thank you, dearie. You didn't need to do this, really.
That's okay. Careful now. Careful.
I know it's slippery, but actually, I don't really need you to help.
I got you. Now, hang on.
Oh, let's stop a minute. Come on, stop.
Now, what were you saying coming down the steps back there?
Oh, I said you're the nicest, most considerate husband I ever had. And if you let go of my hand, I'll break your arm.
Yeah, now you see. Husbands do come in handy now and then. Okay, shall we try for the corner?
Okay. I hope we can make it in 12 minutes or less, because that's when the next bus is due.
We'll make it okay. These spike shoes are great, huh? Hang on tight now. Here we go.
If I had realized how slip... Hold me!
I got you.
How slippery it was out here, I... What? Oh, an earlier start and... Whoa! Isn't this awful? Oh, this is terrible.
Okay, hang on.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And low-cost, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets contain vitamin B12. Ask at your drugstore for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Just a little further, kiddo. Now, keep plugging.
Oh, dear.
We're almost there.
Oh, if Madam Bertha knew what I'm going through to keep that silly appointment on. Oh, dear, here comes the bus.
Now, don't panic. We'll make it.
Oh, wait, driver. Wait for me.
He'll wait. Now, hurry up. Now, take it easy. That's it.
Watch your step, folks. Let him out, please. Coming out.
We made it.
Thanks to you. In those spiked shoes of yours. I couldn't have gotten here.
All right, lady, get aboard. Let's go.
Get on, kiddo. Go ahead. And call me when you start home. I'll meet you here and help you get home.
Okay. Goodbye, dearie. Be careful going home.
That's a good thing I had my old slip-proof track shoes on because this ice is... Whoop! Oop!
Oh, hold the bus, driver. Don't start. Let me off. My husband. Oh, dear. Let me off of here.
That's okay, Molly. You go ahead.
Oh, dear, you poor lad. Are you badly hurt? Don't move.
Is you hurt bad, lady? Is there a doctor in the bus?
No, I don't need a doctor. I'm okay.
You'll be all right, sweetheart. Don't be embarrassed just because you fell down. Where does it hurt? Don't move.
I tell you, I'm okay, Molly. You shouldn't have held the bus.
What's the matter? Who is it?
Oh, boy.
I see what you did, Molly. Everybody's getting off of that red bus, making a big fuss over me.
Why doesn't he get up?
Right?
Oh, no, maybe it's his leg.
Here comes Dr. Folks. Step aside.
Yeah, let him through, please.
Look, Molly, I don't need a doctor. I'm not hurt.
Well, then why don't you get up?
Boy,
why won't you let anyone touch you?
Well, gee, what's going on here? Who's hurt? I'm a doctor.
Oh, thank goodness, Dr. Gamble.
Oh, it's you, hip stabber. Who dialed the veterinary by mistake?
That's very funny, Sonny. But I just happen to be passing by, and if that's your attitude, I'll keep going.
Look, Doc, get this crowd out of here, will you? I'm okay.
Well, if you're all right, why don't you get up?
Well, just let me catch my breath. Yeah, catch my breath. Knock the breath out of me, that's all.
I don't see how you could knock the breath out of yourself the way you landed. I'm afraid you're hurt now.
Now, don't worry, Molly. What happened, anyhow?
Well, we were rushing to catch the bus here.
That's right, Doctor. Lady got on, I closed the door.
Leaving McGee here standing on the curb?
That's right, Doctor. He didn't get it.
Didn't like you slamming the door on him, so he forced the door open, threatened to punch you in the nose. You told him to go ahead. He dared you to step off the bus. You stepped off the bus, and this is what happened, right?
Wrong.
No, that's not what... But hey... That very identical thing happened to my relief driver at this corner last week.
Uh-huh.
You know something? The guy he described looks a lot like your husband, lady. Same low forehead, narrow set eyes.
All that happened, Doc, was this. I slipped and fell on the ice.
And he can't get up.
I can, too, get up.
Well, then why don't you? You're going to catch cold sitting on that ice.
Yeah, catch cold. Cold in his head, huh?
Yeah.
Look, Molly... Will you please just go on to the beauty shop? You're going to be late. Go on, get back on the bus.
Yeah, hey, I got to get this thing rolling. I'm behind schedule. Come on, folks, back on the bus. Come on.
Yeah, leave him sit there.
Yeah, everybody, back on the bus. Come on, snap it up. Get going. You too, Molly. Go ahead. I'm not hurt, honest. Get back on the bus.
Watch the doors.
I am not going to leave here till you get up.
Oh.
I don't know whether you think you're hurt and you're afraid to get up and see or whether you split your trousers or what, but
Stop acting like a child, rum-dum, and let me look you over. You may have a wrenched back, or... What are you doing?
I'm getting up.
Well, thank goodness you're not hurt.
Look, The only way you're going to make that beauty shop, Molly, is to grab a cab, right?
I guess so, but I'll skip it. At 50 cents a mile, who can afford a cab just to go to a beauty shop?
You can, and that's why I got up, kiddo. I've been sitting on your cab fare.
What are you talking?
Look down there.
Well, heavenly days, a $20 bill?
Well, yeah. Frozen under the ice.
Yeah, probably lost last night before the storm.
Oh, for goodness sakes, look at that.
That's why I couldn't get up with that mob off of the bus standing around me. How many ways can you split a $20 bill? Now, you run home and get an ice pick and call a cab, Molly. I'll stay here, and if anybody comes along, I'll just sit down.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, you know, and I know, that having fun is good for us. But how about the times that you'd like to get out for a little relaxation, and when you suggest it to your husband, he says...
Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. I wouldn't enjoy myself. I got a headache, and I kind of ache all over.
Well, now look. You just fix friend husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid. A relief-giving liquid your system can use easily and naturally. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
Manicure and all, it was $8.
Yeah?
And Mabel Toops was down there, and, well, I just felt like a big shot, so I paid for her hair, too. $4. Is it okay, dearie?
Well, gee whiz, Molly. I mean, well, that was very generous of you, but gee whiz.
Well, I just felt like I should, McGee, after all you found the
$20. Well, sure.
But... And you know what I found out for Mabel?
Huh?
Mort Toops lost $20 last night.
Lost $20? Oh, my gosh. You mean?
Playing poker, yes.
Oh. Well, Mabe's a good kid. Sure, it's okay.
Yeah, you're a good kid too, kid.
That's what I keep telling people. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan. The bus driver was Jack Mather, and the man was Art Jacobson. This is John Wald inviting you back tomorrow when big things happen to meet little Mr. Wimple that we think you will enjoy. Plan to be with us then, won't you? You know, ladies and gentlemen, the icy winter weather has provided us with a few chuckles with Fibber and Molly, but it has its serious side, too. The National Safety Council tells us that traffic deaths increase sharply in wintertime. These accidents are due to reduced visibility because of early darkness, bad weather, coated windshields, or snowbanks along the roadway, and inadequate traction because of ice, snow, sleet, or rain. Normal traffic hazards become exaggerated, and safe summer speeds become reckless on ice and snow. So slow down, keep your windshield clear, and use chains when necessary. This is your responsibility. So, think twice. Don't skid once.
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.